feed the hungry and the poor. If a child needed shelter, would he break down the door? Would he take a moment's rest? Could he have a moment's peace with all his children still in misery?
That's the voice of Chris Thomas King, who escaped the storm and evacuated out to Atlanta. And while there, wrote a phenomenal album called Rise, in which he spoke about the issues that were facing the people during Katrina and the breaking of the levees. I'm talking about how these musicians coped during that first year. Some of them were helped tremendously, and Chris Thomas King got support while he was in Atlanta in order to help make this album. If you haven't heard it, you might want to check it out. It's pretty good. Not only this one, he has a tune called Faith that really rocks my boat. But in any event, the city was coming back, and we were slowly growing, but the question was whether or not we could do what we normally do, and that's party. Because you got to have a party with the music in New Orleans. They go together. And while the Episcopal Church event, which was almost surreal in a city that was not even sure it was going to survive in November of 2005, not only was it surreal in the sense of being eerie and almost out of place, but the question was, is could we get into the groove again? I mean, like New Year's and Mardi Gras and French Quarter Festival and the Jazz and Heritage Festival and the Oyster Festival and all of those things that made New Orleans special. It was a party city after all. And could we do it? And that was the question. Well, there was a lot of dispute about whether we were coming back, when we were coming back, whether we could even put on such a thing as Mardi Gras. Now, Mardi Gras occurred that year in late February. It was quite early for a Mardi Gras. And one of the fixtures in Mardi Gras is that the parades that last for days, there are floats, but many of them had been destroyed. There were marching bands usually at a Mardi Gras. These are the bands that gave birth to the future musicians in New Orleans, probably the most famous of which was the St. Aug Band for St. Augustine High School. Trumpeters like Terrence Blanchard grew up at St. Aug, and Leroy Jones grew up at St. Aug. It was a part of the city that ran deep in musical heritage. And yet these schools, some of them barely open, didn't have enough kids back, because you got to remember, over 80% of the city was flooded. The water sat in the houses for weeks at least, in some cases longer. The mold went up on them. There was no electricity. So in the humidity, this black mold took over the houses. And they were unlivable. Imagine your city losing 80% of the houses, all of which had to be evacuated, stripped down or destroyed completely, and then rebuilt. And that was in a time when the insurance companies were really playing games with the people of New Orleans. And FEMA was hardly working at all on getting money out or trailers out so people could come back and live and rebuild their houses. So the marching bands, there just weren't kids in the city. In fact, I can remember in December, after being back for over a month and a half, seeing my first young person in the city of New Orleans. It literally took that long. Anyway, Mardi Gras comes around, and what did happen is St. Mary's gets together with Xavier Prep and St. Augustine, and they form a Max Band, a band in which all three of them, for the first and really the only time, played together in order to have a representation in Mardi Gras. there was also another question that was going on, and that was whether or not we in New Orleans were going to be capable of putting on Jazz Fest. And then people started stepping up. Believe it or not, an oil company stepped up, and I'm no great lover of oil companies, let me tell you. But Shell Oil stepped up and sponsored Jazz Fest that year so that there was money to help make it happen. And Churchill Downs, which owns and runs the racetrack in New Orleans, stepped up and laid out over $1 million to redo the roof and stands where Jazz Fest would take place. And literally up to the day before, repairs were still being done at the racetrack because of all the damage that the storm and the failed levees caused. There was a tremendous effort, but also the musicians stepped forward. And there was a number of them. Bob Dylan came, yeah. Bruce Springsteen came. And people from all around the South came to hear these people. And when they showed up for the Springsteen concert, Springsteen and his group of approximately 20 performers were in the back of the stage, and tens of thousands of people were waiting for them. And they started coming forward and singing. And at that moment, literally thousands upon thousands of people, for the first time, allowed ourselves to cry. And I can remember looking over at my wife, and she was crying. It was like Bruce Springsteen had lanced a terrible boil in our brains. And we looked over at each other and started crying together. And then I looked back at the crowd. I was up towards the front and everyone was crying. I'm talking about truck drivers with tattoos, man. Everybody was crying. It was an incredible moment in the history of New Orleans music. And we cried one other time too. Yes, indeed, during that festival. It was a chance to release some of the pain that Katrina and the levees had given us. And this is another moment.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are
and when he said, "Bridge over troubled waters," we started crying again. By that time, I guess there was maybe over 120,000 people back in the city, and it looked like things were going to somehow hold on. Wynton Marsalis, of course, was still a memory for us with that Jazz at Lincoln Center program. I'll end this presentation with some of the music from that, But I also want to talk about another thing that happened that that brought the music back. And that was some of our own talent now, fully back, began sharing their views of what had happened. And John Boutte, who many of you know from the HBO series Tremé, because he sings his song at the beginning, the Tremé song, but he also sang Louisiana. Louisiana 1927, Randy Newman's song that talked about how they dealt with Louisiana in 1927 in that tremendous flood that most people in America don't even remember or know about. Yes, indeedy. If you want to look at history and see how it repeats itself, check that one out. Rising Tide is a great book to do that. Anyway, John Boutte sang this version of Louisiana along with Leroy Jones on trumpet.
And the river rolls all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some got away all right. The river at Bastille cleared down to Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline, Louisiana.
Yeah. John Boutte, Leroy Jones, he sang it at Jazz Fest and people went crazy, especially when he added a verse talking about President Bush flying around in a plane, looking down at what they had done to the poor crackers' land. Now the question is are we going to make it and are we different? Yeah, jazz is different now. But we've gone that first year, it's over. Alan Toussaint had a tune that came out that year that kind of captured our imagination. And it went like this because it was an upbeat tune. Alan Toussaint, Yes, We Can. We're going to make it because, as Miss Germaine said, the music's back.
Oh, Louisiana.
Now is the time. Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another. Iron out their problems and iron out their quarrels and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And due respect of the women of the world, just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land in the world in which we live.
And help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. And I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know done well we can work it out.
Oh yes we can, and no we can.
I know we can make it work.
I know that we can.
I know we can make it if we try.
Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can, great gosh almighty. Yes we can, I know we can.
Take care of the children.
boys and girls and make this land a better.
This is Jelly Roll Justice from WWOZ.org. That's right, WWOZ-FM, New Orleans, Louisiana. You want to check us out, go to WWOZ.org. Find out about the music and jazz and heritage of Louisiana right through us. We'd love to share it with you. And as I promised you, we're going to end with Congo Square, or at least a piece of that, with the incredible Herlin Riley on tambourine. Yes, and then Wynton Marsalis coming in. This is Herlin Riley, jazz drummer par excellence from the Lasty family here in New Orleans. And of course, Wynton Marsalis from the Marsalis family here in New Orleans, along with Victor Goines and other people from New Orleans, Wessel Anderson, walking down the street in April 2006, within a year of the Katrina. Yes, walking to Congo Square, where the slaves on Sunday were free to dance and sell their wares and do their labor. And here comes Congo Square at ya.
Peace, peace, peace of mind.
Whoa, a peace in the evening.
Peace, peace, peace,
peace
of mind.
I said a peace all over.
Peace, whoa, peace, whoa, peace of mind.
I want you bless Lord, the crescent city.
Peace, whoa, peace, whoa, peace of mind.
I said a bless Lord, his fertile land.
Peace, whoa, peace, whoa, peace of mind.
I want you bless Lord, the crescent city.
Peace, whoa, peace, whoa, peace of mind.
I said a bless Lord, the family of man.
Peace, whoa, peace. Peace of mind.
I said a down on the bayou where the river flow.
Peace, peace, oh, peace of mind.
I said a lake country train go for Mexico.
Peace, oh, peace, oh, peace of mind.
Well, Lord, Katrina and the waters flow.
Peace, oh, peace, oh, peace of mind.
I said the folks got to cry when the levee broke.
Peace, oh, peace, oh, peace of mind.
Well, the mama and the papa.
Peace of mind.
Yes, the little bitty baby.
Peace of mind.
Well, the grandma and the grandpa.
Peace of mind.
Well, the old folks too.
Peace of mind.
Well, the brother and the sister.
Circle round.
Oh, Lord, the homeless people.
Circle round.
Oh, the black and the white folks.
Circle round.
Oh, the people helping.
Circle round.
Oh, the people was praying.
Circle round.
God bless our people.
All around.
Well, all over this land.
All around.
Oh, tell me what we hearing.
All around.
Oh, nothing but lying.
All around.
Yes, sir, nothing but lying.
All around.
Have you ever heard so much?
All around.
Whoa, lies and a lying.
All around.
I said a shame on FEMA.
Shame. All around.
Whoa, a shame on the Red Cross.
All around.
Oh, Lord, the greedy people.
All around.
Whoa, shame administration.
All around.
I said shame, shame.
All around.
I said a who na ne.
Who na ne.
I said a who na ne.
I said
who na ne. Who na ne.
Who na ne.
Who na ne.
Who na ne.
Who na na ne.
Who na 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 na